This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Raise Your Game. And this morning I have Dinesh Raj from Leadernomics here with me. We're talking about leadership blind spots. Now, Dinesh, good to be speaking to you again. What do you see leadership blind spots as?
Leadership blind spots, I think we'll agree, something that we rarely speak about. Just let's break down the two words. Leadership, everyone speaks about that. Having followers, decision makers, successful, and so on and so forth. But I don't think the same hype about blind spots. Blind spots, something we don't see, right? Something where we have our view obstructed. Maybe that's the layman terms of blind spot.
Looks like then leadership blind spot coincides with leaders who have their view obstructed or they don't see some very important things.
Yes, I'll go with that, Freda. I think I would say it's unrecognized weaknesses in a leader that actually discredits the leader. And here's the important bit. This leadership blind spot set a huge disparity from one being a good leader and a great leader. I think we'll all agree nowadays, everyone can be good, but being great is something really tough. It's a huge difference between the both. So in essence, leadership blind spots are leadership qualities that leaders lack of but are not aware themselves. This means they can be folk that are constantly correcting themselves, they're learning, they're developing, you know, they just want to be a better person. But we all have these blind spots, with some of it being larger for some of us, and none of us can ever deny this.
You know, actually, what got you interested in this whole idea of leadership blind spots personally?
I mean, I've been assessing myself all the while, and I constantly go and ask people, what can I improve? But then I realize when they tell me certain things, I don't see that happening to me. I never see these kind of things the way they say it, the flaws that I have. And this got me interested in this leadership blind spot, this whole space of leadership blind spot.
Yeah, and I think if you relate it back to, you know, driving, right? Our driving instructor always tell us, you know, watch out for the blind spot, watch out for the blind spots.
Okay, I remember that too, long time back. Okay, perfect. Let me use this that example here. Like in cars, knowing our blind spots are as important as we make some extra effort. We tend to watch around, areas that we can't see, our side mirrors are there before we swap lanes. And here too, in our leadership journey, we need our side mirrors actually, our leadership journey side mirror to view certain angles. Just like in the cars you said, if we don't know our blind spots, we get into huge troubles. One of our daily life's biggest precautions is during we drive, actually watching the blind spots.
Yeah.
So when, like you said just now, when you first learn to drive, the driver instructor keeps saying, watch for your blind spots. They are called blind spots for a reason. They are not visible, they are not apparent, and they are easily missed. And then I think same applies here.
You know, so I think for me, one of the things when it comes to driving, I don't trust my side mirror. I look at the mirror in the front. And then sometimes I also look at the back as well now.
Right.
But based on your explanation, if I relate that back to a simple explanation, every driver on the road would have their blind spot. So does that mean that every person in their leadership journey would definitely also have their leadership blind spots too?
I would not dare affirm that here. But I think most of us do have our leadership blind spots here. We are in a world that actually we need to constantly correct ourselves. Change is the only thing constant. And with that changes, the constant differential of experience, we would have new blind spots coming up, building up, and they need to be rectified, right? Like you take a new road, you drive a new road, you tend to watch out more. Like the same, I go back to the previous point. So if we ask someone, do you have any blind spots? And she says no. Now we know where the first problem is, in accepting that we have blind spots. And I think most of us will acknowledge that we have flaws, but just some are unknown. And we only speak about things that we can see. We only speak about the weaknesses that we can see. What about the weaknesses which we don't know we have in ourselves?
Yeah. It's very interesting. When we are driving on a new road or when we're driving a new car, we're more conscious of it, right?
Yeah, it's either because of you want to be careful. You know, you got to spend for your car, new car, is it?
So why do you think blind spots happen in one's, you know, leadership journey?
I have these four quadrants in a leadership matrix. These four important points in a leadership matrix. And these are, the first one is we know what we know. We know what we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know what we know. And here are the reasons we have blind spots. we do not know what we do not know. So this is where we often fail to focus on. We let everyone around us to speak about our blind spots, but we fail to see or rectify them. And that totally sets us apart from gearing ourselves towards the great leadership journey. And let me just recap here. Most of these blind spots are unknown by ourselves. People see it, but we don't see it for ourselves.
So what are the common blind spots exhibited by leaders?
Okay, first one, the common one, I would say, having a narrow perspective. There's this quote that says, if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem that you see is like a nail. You tend to go and hammer everything. And we all know leaders are by nature strategic. I mean, we all have bosses, parents. I mean, in families, leaders are parents and things like this, right?
Yeah.
And leaders are by nature strategic and action-oriented. They see a problem, they move quickly to solve it. It's a fix-it and move-on style. But actually, this results in a very narrow focus. Sometimes we call it a tunnel vision. And it's important for these leaders to take a step back in the face of a new problem. So they search for and find the solution that best fits this situation, not just their singular own point of view. And they should take account of other people to make decisions as well.
Okay. But we see most leaders having discussion with key people before decisions are made, so usually, right? I mean, they don't do things as well. So how does that serve as an independent decision-making situation?
Freda, have you been in a situation that, you discuss hours long and then all the discussion, so many points, and it just goes obsolete? The decisions are made by one man. And this is what I mean by settling your own point of view. And it's not a mistake. It's just because sometimes these folks, they don't realize that they are making a mistake. They are diverged with the thought that their decisions are correct. They are a leader for a reason. They have been successful and they are a leader for a reason. And so they think that their decisions are the best and they go on with that. So, the discussions, our discussion just goes obsolete. And it's not being made aware to them by others that, that there is a blind spot in that space.
Okay. So what are the common blind spots or flaws that leaders commonly overlook? We'll discuss that in just a moment. I'm here with Dinesh Raj from Leadernomics. You're listening to Raise Your Game, BFM 89.9. This is Raise Your Game. In case you've just joined us, it's Monday. And we've got Dinesh Raj from Leadernomics here with us. And we're talking about leadership blind spots. Very early on, you talk about the matrix. I think the interesting part is we don't know what we don't know, and hence the blind spot, right? What are the common blind spots or flaws that leaders commonly overlook?
There are many. I mean, we have huge numbers, but let's just look at a common one. One of it is insecurity. And this, I think, by very nature, causes leaders to think only about themselves. But I think the very essence of leadership is about thinking about the others, the people you lead, and you want to create more followers. And this is a very difficult blind spot to actually recognize in ourselves. And it's actually more difficult to overcome. But we have to reflect. And I think if we have any of these signs which I'm about to say, I think then we are an insecure leader.
Okay.
We got to ask ourselves, do we have difficulty giving credit to others? Let it be our bosses, let it be our team players. Are we hoarding information? Are we limiting followers' exposure to other leaders? Are we feeling threatened by the growth of others? Or are we micromanaging? If you have any of this, then I think we got to reflect back and say maybe we have some insecurity in ourselves. I mean, we can't lead people if we need to control them. And sometimes this is completely overlooked.
Yeah.
We focus more on controlling instead of leading. It's a different. Leaders lead, they do not control. And I think one more very important point in a blind spot is because of ego, out of control ego. This is one of the greatest enemy, and no one can ever deny that. I'll not let anyone deny that, actually. John Ruskin said, pride is at the bottom of all great mistakes.
Yeah.
Like insecurity, pride makes the leader all about themselves, just rather than those to be led. It's a total opposite of humility. But the common justifications we hear are, I'm not holding my pride high, I'm just being tough. There's a huge difference between being prideful tough and humble tough, actually. And I realized the best antidote to pride is being grateful. This actually leads us to be humble and have the ability to give credit and accept blame when we need. And I think this is a very important bit. This is a very important blind spot that we all always overlook.
I think it was even Roshan came on, I think, a week or two ago and talked about how pride usually comes before a fall.
Yes, right. Exactly.
So, and do you think these leadership blind spots are one of the strongest reasons that challenges current situation, you know, be it in businesses or countries, you know, with politicians and all that?
Okay. To speak on this topic, I had to do some research earlier. And there was this paper which I was reading up. If I'm not mistaken, it's some white paper series. And one of the co-author, Alan Sokwell, mentioned that for over 30 years, he was coaching leaders across different levels, nearly every part of the world, and they were all from diverse backgrounds and roles. And over time, over these 30 years, there was an interesting pattern that started developing. It's independent of culture, industry, or individual. All leaders seemed to struggle with identifying their own areas of weaknesses. Mm. But here's the catch. Everyone else around them seemed to be able to identify the weaknesses in this person except for himself. Mm. So that's the important bit. Everyone sees it, but we don't see that. And these were the unseen issues, often never the thought-triggering issue in their leadership journey. And that creates a silent danger, and there's no reaction until too late, actually.
You know, but even your earlier point about insecurity and how people are micromanaging, yes. It's actually very tiring when you have to micromanage and you don't yes. trust people, because it gets to you at the end of the day. And then when it gets to you, you actually lose clarity in judgment. So
exactly.
Then would it be safe to say that, you know, the very much used word, we always talk about this, attitude is everything. That plays a big role here. Understand what you previously said, such as accepting blame, managing ego, learning to listen. Would you say that?
Attitude, the biggest word we all need, right? Mm. Okay, right.
A good attitude, not just attitude, attitude. Yeah.
A good attitude is what we all need and what we all preach, but I'm not sure if all of us practice that. Mm. Very true, actually, attitude. I'll say lack of character. It's a very important point here. Many people with talent make it into the limelight, but the ones that fail to actually develop strong character, they rarely put up at the peak. And an absence of strong character actually topples talent, and we all know that. It's just because people cannot climb beyond the limitations of their character, like you said, attitude. And to develop our character, the first thing we need to do is to recognize it, the lack in our life. Usually all we need to do is to compare what we say with what we do. Whenever they don't match, then you know there's a lack of character. And just reflecting, I remember watching a leadership video on attitude, and the speaker said, align your values, align your thoughts, feelings, and actions together, and your character will be strengthened. And we all have, sometimes we need to examine ourselves. We've got to ask our family, friends, colleagues, anyone. And it's worthwhile to do this self-examination. We get to discover and resolve some of the blind spots which we don't see. And we get to develop our leadership quality, actually.
Okay. Sometimes also, you know, we've often hear this, that a lack of experience is something that builds on this leadership blind spot. I mean, mm-hmm. I do see leaders that they're there towards the top of the pyramid and they start losing on their credibility as before when they're in the middle of the pyramid, you know. So is that, you know, that saying also, character is who you are when no one's watching.
Yep. But this is where I think, right, overestimating the strategic capability plays a role. This is one of the biggest blind spots as well. I mean, you have a person who has a very strong operational background, and he gets promoted into higher levels in the organization where the role is more strategic. We often see this happening. Best talents on the ground, just perfect, good work, he gets promoted. Manage more technical matters, performs greater than ever. And we see that happening, right? Now, he's promoted and scaled towards managing people. He's scaled into the strategic bit, and then he starts declining. You see, it's a vast difference. Technical skill sets does not guarantee a great leadership arena. Yet we all know that the leadership can be learned. Unlearned and learning is something that we all can continuously do to ensure we develop the ability to look beyond and able to see in our leadership journey. But another big problem that happens is believing that the rules don't apply to us when we are scaled up. When we become a manager or when we become a, you know, when we go up, we grow in the leadership journey, then we believe, oh, these rules don't apply to us. And some point, these leaders develop a sense of entitlement along this level of success, power, and authority. And these are real blind spots. We don't realize that we are being watched by the others. Our job is to lead others, and they are going to be taking us for an example. And I think I see this occurring very frequently.
So would these different symptoms have different degrees of blind spots?
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, there are times when leaders are just completely blindsided by weaknesses or threats. And there are other situations when they are actually they are partially aware by their weaknesses and things like that. But it's the understanding. They fail to understand its potential impact and the need for action.
Okay, would there be cases where some blind spots actually yield positive effects? You know how sometimes we say put your blinkers on so that you stay focused to whatever that you want to do.
I mean, sometimes we got to confront reality in all situations, and I think everyone believes that awareness is always beneficial.
Yeah.
Blind spots in some situations, they actually have a positive influence, and both leaders and their followers need to understand. No less than a leader than Steve Jobs had what his team members in the early days of Apple called a reality distortion field. He learned over time to better recognize and manage downsides of his crowding strength, and that's by uncovering your blind spots, and that he made that his strength, and that's why Apple Steve Jobs is who he was.
Reality distortion field, huh?
Yes.
Okay. So exactly. I guess to sum up our discussion today, Dinesh.
All right. I mean, all leaders, they definitely have blind spots, and it's different across everyone. It's a range of different factors. The first rule here is to accept that even the most effective leaders have flaws, and here we are speaking about how some of them who are real good leaders but miss being out great. It's a big disparity. Like I said earlier, good to great is different. Just because of the blind spots, they fail being great. Like I said, we don't know what we don't know, and hence, understanding is the first step. Identifying someone else's flaws comes easy by nature. Any of us. Seeing someone and condemning someone, that happens to any of us.
Everybody who criticizes football.
Yeah. Oh, well, even if you don't know football, we'll criticize, right?
Yeah.
Regardless of knowing facts. So, but we seem blurred in identifying our own issues. And this is the tough part. And this is where we require that us a few trusted people around us that who works closely with us to point out where our blind spots are. But first of all, right, we got to accept feedback. And there's this, I really like this video. You got to watch it. This video by Vinod Khosla from Silicon Valley, one of the billionaires there. And he gave this awesome speech, and I remember to date. He said one of his powerful sentences was, accept feedback. Brutal honesty or what hypothetical politeness. We all need that one person to whack us sometimes and say, And that's why we need to surround ourselves with people, processes, practices that actually surfaces our blind spots. And because these blind spots are the things that actually derails us from going towards a better, successful journey, you see? And I'd say this is very hard. It's a very, very hard exercise, but it's very beneficial. None of us, we like to hear about our faults. And none of us actually like to point them out to other people as well. But if we are open to growing and learning, then we can identify our weaknesses, and then we see the process of improvement and becoming great. I'll always say this: early learning is better than later recovery, and I think we should all take some effort to step back, assess ourselves in our respective journey, and eliminate our blind spots that we don't know we are in.
Right. I like that. Early learning is better than later recovery.
Yeah.
And I think if we all just live on the mode that, you know, we're not perfect, and that we always have to constantly learn and constantly change, that's the thing that drives me, knowing that I'll never be perfect.
Exactly. I mean, right? It's a continuous development in ourselves.
Yeah, there will always be blind spots, you know,
yeah,
at different stages and different things in life. And when you recognize that and you want to improve yourself, you know, be open,
yeah,
to the fact that we will always have blind spots. But we can always improve from that. So thanks for being with us. I've been speaking to Dinesh Raj from Leadernomics, talking about leadership blind spots. You've been listening to Raise Your Game, BFM 89.9.
You're still here. Good.
Now, if you're listening to this podcast while on the treadmill, you're already off to a good start. If you're not, don't forget to join us at BFM's Health and Living Live 2016 on the 2nd of April. Find out how you can live a better, healthier life. Go on and register at bfm.my/health.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.